Yes.
That it is something to be able to say that you have been saved and what? Washed
in the
blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the crucified one.
That's true.
And that I have been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
That we just thank the Lord on this morning. Like I say, we are for our women's conference on this weekend. And like I said, we always wrap it up on this Sunday with the women's day.
Right.
They had our local churches.
Right.
And we just thank the Lord because we had a wonderful title on this year, the Holy Women of Faith Living for this same Jesus. And I'm coming from Colossians 3.
Yes.
And the first through the fourth verse.
Right.
And I'm going to read that real quick. And it talks about how if ye be then risen with Christ, and this is what Minister Reynolds, she preached on that Friday night. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. To set your affection on things above, not on things on this here earth. For ye are dead.
Right.
And your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Right.
And like that scripture, the third verse says, for ye are dead. And that's if you have been what? Risen with Christ.
Right.
I got to be risen with him. So that there is something there that I need in order for me to be risen. Say, I'm risen with the Lord Jesus Christ. I have to be baptized in his name. And I need to make sure that I am filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And he tells me to seek those things which are above.
Right.
And specifically say, not on this earth.
Right.
Because Jesus Christ is he is my life.
Right.
And like it says here in the fourth verse, then shall ye appear, say, Jesus Christ is my life, when he shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Right.
And what I like about that, Elder Samuel Scudder, he taught on yesterday for the Bible lesson, you know how, you know, and I was sharing with my husband, Christ, who is my life. And then it said, you shall appear with him in glory.
Right.
And like we were talking about in the workshop on yesterday, but something has to go in the middle.
Right.
There's some work that has to be done. Like, I can't just say Jesus is my life.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, I'm going to just appear with him in glory.
Right.
There's a work that has to be done.
That's true.
On the middle part of that, like Elder Scudder was saying yesterday, you need his spirit.
Yeah. Right.
You need the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8 and 9, I believe it says, if any man hath not
the spirit of Christ,
he is none of his.
Right.
I said, we got to understand that. We need to have the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Not on the inside. A lot of people say the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God and all this. It's the Holy Ghost. That's what he called it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you said, on the day of Pentecost, it was called
the Holy Ghost. Right.
That came in and suddenly filled their souls.
Right.
Like I said, because they were in it with their minds on Jesus. They were crying out to the Lord for those days that they were there. And the Lord came through suddenly while they were there, okay? So today, I'm going to kind of focus. We've been talking about faith a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I like to use the word faith because that's the only way we're going to see Jesus.
Right.
That's the only way we're going to be able to stay saved. It's beautiful. We say all the wonderful things. But if we don't have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to see him.
Right.
Because like you say, faith is what? The substance. Hebrews 11, 1. Substance of things that are what?
Hope for.
Yeah. It's the evidence of the things that I don't see. It's the substance. It's the thing that I hold on to because I'm hoping for something that I cannot see.
Right.
And that is to go back with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the evidence of the things that are not seen.
Right.
So when I receive the Holy Ghost, it's because of my faith that I had in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the scripture tells me to believe in the name.
Right.
If you believe in his name, you shall have life. He told me Satan comes to steal, to kill,
and to destroy.
But I come that you might have life. And that's John 10 and 10. And have it what?
More
abundantly. He wants us, wants to give us his life. He wants to help us to live.
Yes.
Say in him. That's why I love the title, Holy Women of Faith, Living for this same Jesus. I'm not dead in Jesus Christ. And you can be alive, clap your hands, but you'll be dead spiritually.
Right.
We don't want to be dead spiritually in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Like he said, because I'm not going to get what I'm designed in the end. The Lord is coming.
Right.
And he's like, he tells us he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. We have to do this thing exactly like he tells us to do.
That's
okay?
True.
We're going to turn to Mark, the fifth chapter. and the 25th through the 34th verse, okay? And this, you know, kind of resonated in my mind. I kept hearing it over and over again, but it had already been in my mind, you know, about the woman that had the issue of blood. And I'm thinking about her, particularly it is Women's Day. That's about you to talk about her. But it had been in my mind for a while now about, you know, how she sought to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and I, you know, was thinking of, you know, if I had a title, we surrender all to Jesus.
All right.
Give your all to him.
All right.
You know, but there's a call that is, you know, the Lord, when you hear of Jesus Christ, we have to obey the call.
Right.
And surrender to him.
That's
okay.
True.
Let's read from Mark, the 5th chapter, in the 25th through the 34th verse. And it says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and that had suffered many things of many physicians,
right,
had spent all she had, and had not, and was nothing better, but rather she grew worse.
Right.
When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Yes.
And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her,
yep,
came and fell down before him and told him all the truth.
Yep.
And he said unto her, daughter,
thy
faith,
yep,
have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
Yes.
And it's a lot that we can kind of take away from these scriptures. You know, I thought about it. I was like, you know, in terms of tarrying or seeking for the Holy Ghost, or is it something that I desire from the Lord Jesus Christ? These scriptures give encouragement exactly what it takes to seek the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Right.
And like it said from the 25th verse, it says she had an issue of blood 12 years.
Right.
And that's many of us. Like you said, we've been in sin so many years of our life. You tried so many things, like 26, that she suffered many things.
Yes.
Other physicians. She spent all she had, and when she was never getting better,
right,
she only got worse,
right,
as each and every day grew by.
Yep.
Like you said, you could imagine the exhaustion that she was going through, spending all she had,
all
trying to get someone to help her, trying to, you know, figure out, well, what is wrong with me?
Right.
And it's not so much her, but us.
Right.
When we were out there, what is wrong with me?
Right.
Why am I the way I am?
Right.
Why can't I get peace?
Jesus,
thank
Jesus,
you. Every time I try this,
yep,
I can't get no peace from over there.
Yep.
I try over here, I can't get no peace from over there. What else can I do?
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
And the Lord, you know, you said he sends an answer for us.
Yeah.
And this is our love, verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus,
right,
came
right
in the press.
Right.
There were a lot of people around the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
But she was determined.
Right.
I got to get to Jesus.
Right.
I got to get to him through the people.
Yep.
No matter what.
Right.
This is us the same way. When I'm seeking the Lord, whatever it is that I'm going through, even with the Holy Ghost, I got to get to him. No matter what the devil is trying to put in my way, I got to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. She heard him. She had heard of what Jesus was able to do. Like I said, a lot of times, you know, I think about that because a lot of people, they are here about what Jesus is able to do. People explain to them, Jesus Christ is God. Jesus is able to save.
Right.
But we do nothing with the name.
Nothing with the name.
We do nothing with the name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Like when it's time for us to come in and cry out to the name.
Right.
Or to tell our family members, why don't you seek Jesus?
Yep.
You're sitting in all of that stuff. Why do you just sit there? As on Ezekiel 18, it tells us, why will you die?
Yes.
When you can just come to Jesus Christ and you can live.
Right.
No, but I thank the Lord because it says she heard of Jesus.
Yep.
She heard of him, and she came in the press behind. And this is what I love as well. She touched his garment.
Right.
A lot of she didn't touch him. She touched his garment.
Right.
Do you imagine what kind of power my God has to radiate through the clothes?
Right.
They said she touched his garment.
Right.
Hallelujah. She didn't touch him.
Right.
She said, I just need to get to the clothes.
Right.
I need to just get to the fabric. Because I already know there's some power that's
going to
radiate through the fabric.
Yep.
There's something that's going to radiate, and I believe when I get there, I'm going to get what I'm looking for.
This is
what we have to do.
Yes.
When we come in, like you said, we don't physically see the Lord Jesus Christ here.
Say
with us, but I got to believe when I come through these doors, or when I'm out there with my everyday life, I just need to tap into the name
of
Jesus Christ and believe he's going to bless
me.
But what is it that I'm asking for? I just said, because she had to do that. She had to seek down on the inside of her. 28 said, she said to herself, if I may just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I can just touch his clothes, I'm going to be okay.
Right.
If I just come, like a lot of times, you know, and I was sharing, you know, one time by myself, when I was real, real sick, and I said, well, if I can just get to the church, if I can just get amongst the saints where I know I'll hear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know I'll be okay.
Right.
Like you say, we got to tap into the name.
Yes.
He said, seek him while he may be found. Call him while he's near.
Right.
There's going to come a time when the name is not going to be here.
Right.
Jesus will no longer be here.
Jesus,
he's given
Jesus,
us an opportunity to be saved.
Yes.
Like you said, the word it says of Jesus Christ is my life.
Yeah.
I can't really live for him
and
desire to go back with him until what? I've taken a part of that new birth
process.
I got to go down in the name.
Right.
I got to humble myself and get on my knees and cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ so that he can fill my soul so that I can appear with him in glory.
Right.
Okay. 29, she said, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried
up.
She felt in her body that she was healed of the plague.
Yeah.
I thought the plague, that's that inherited nature we all come in here with.
Right.
That sin that we all have, we're born with.
Yeah.
Like I was saying on yesterday, we have nothing to do with that.
Yep.
Adam and Eve did that. They did it. But we do got something to do about how I'm going to lead.
Right.
It's a plague.
Yes,
down
it
on
is.
The inside of my soul.
Yes,
a lot of times you hear people say, I just don't know. Every time it looks like I try to do right, the devil. Every time I try to do this, here comes Satan. You know, it's the plague that's on the inside of us.
It's the plague.
It's that inherited sin that I was born with.
Yep.
It makes me sin.
Yep.
It makes me have a mind contrary to what the Lord Jesus Christ tells me to do.
Right.
Say in his word.
Right.
But like I said, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body she was healed of that plague.
Yep.
And when we're tearing for the Holy Ghost, when we're seeking for Jesus, nobody can tell you that you're saved. Like my husband always say, don't nobody need to tell you you got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You should know for your own self.
You should know for yourself.
She was healed of the plague.
Yeah.
So if she was healed of the plague, no more of the issue of blood she had to deal with. When I'm healed of the iniquity of sin, I'm not going to be doing them little tiny little things all the time.
Right.
Every little contrary thing Jesus tells me not to do, I'm going to still do it. Because
right.
I'm healed of what? Iniquity.
Yeah.
I'm healed of the plague of sin
that's
trying to take over
that's
in my life. And it says, I love how it says straightway. Elder Scudder was talking about it on yesterday. And he was saying how, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
He said how Jesus does that thing. He goes with you from one side and he flips you
right
to the next
right
side.
The next.
When people say, well, I got a bit, I'm still struggling. No.
Right.
When you got Jesus out on the inside, there is no struggle.
Right.
He pulled you from what? Death to life.
Right. Yeah.
You begin to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't, like you said, you may struggle because you're in the flesh.
Right.
But when you initially receive the Holy Ghost, I'm too busy trying to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm too busy focused on going back with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Like he said yesterday, he said, it took a couple of years, but where the enemy's been attacking and attacking and attacking, where, you know, it kind of diminished a little bit.
Right.
But when you receive the Holy Ghost in straightway, immediately, the Lord comes through and fills you with the Holy Ghost.
There's power
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That this is why I have a passion. You know, when you know, not understand when people say, you know, we're not robots, we don't have this, you know, we're able. Yes, we're in the flesh. But we got to strive.
Right.
Matthew 7, I think it's 13, 14, strive to enter into the gate. I can't keep making excuses for my flesh and all of these things. I love how the woman, she said she pressed through the crowd.
Yeah.
She pressed through the crowd.
Yep.
I just got to get to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
We got to have this same mind frame because we're living in a time now where people are trying everything but Jesus. They try everything else.
Yeah.
You hear the call. A lot of people hear the call.
Yep.
You hear Jesus calling.
Yep.
You know the Lord's telling you, come on, be saved.
Yes.
But we run and do everything
you,
else.
Jesus.
But come to Jesus and try what he tells us to do. And like I said, we want to go out. We want someone to lay hands on us.
Yeah.
We want to go out here and do good deeds.
Right.
All these. That is not what his word tells us to do.
Right.
He called your name,
yep.
and he told you to come.
Yeah.
And even in this scripture, he may not have physically called her name, but she knew something about Jesus.
Right.
When I, she said she heard of Jesus.
That's true.
Like I said, I was saying, I think it was in the Voice of Salvation. Like you said, when you hear the word, you believe the word.
Right.
And I can't just believe, I got to also
do
what the word says do.
Yeah.
And she said she heard of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And there was a call that came with that hearing.
Jesus.
She heard it, and there was a call that came right along with it.
Right.
And like she said, when she touched him, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Like I said, I think over here in Luke 8:43, and I'm going to read the 44th verse. And it says, so she touched the border of his garment. And they used the words, immediately her issue of blood was stanched.
Right. Right.
Also in 47, it tells at the bottom, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed
immediately. Right.
Like I said, the Lord brings us that transformation. We want to make sure, like I said, we stay saved.
Right.
And those of us that are not saved, get saved.
Get yourself saved.
This is the Vicky, like she was talking about that glorified body this morning. I want to get the glory. You got to want the glorified body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the scripture says.
Jesus.
Then we shall all of what? Appear with him in glory.
Yes.
I can't see him in glory if I don't have anything to see him with.
Right.
I said, I'm going to be in judgment.
Yes.
I'm going to be in hell's fire.
Right.
Crying. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Talking about all I had to do was hear the call.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ said he calls my name.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
That this is why we press the urgency. Like you said, don't, we don't browbeat people, even with ourselves. Keep the name.
Yep.
Keep running after the name.
Yep.
Keep seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. Give your all for him.
Your all.
You know, and I heard one man say, he was saying how she just kept pushing.
Right.
She kept pushing through the crowd. You got to imagine her desperateness. She diligently sought the Lord. And she had faith when she came to him. But it says, without faith is what?
Impossible.
For you to please him.
Yes.
And if that's the part what I love, because he says here, in verse 30, Jesus immediately, he knew in himself, virtue had gone out of him.
Yep.
It's always a lot of people be thronging all around the Lord Jesus Christ. People be like you said, they profess godliness. There's a profession that they have, but there's no truth in it.
Right.
Like I said, but he knew somebody wanted to be saved.
Right.
Somebody really called me.
Jesus.
Like I said, she may not have called out his name, but somebody wanted to be healed.
Jesus.
Somebody needed my help.
Jesus.
And like she said, therefore I just touched him. I just bowed there. You know, and she wasn't just standing there. She was down on her knees or what have you, trying to touch the hem.
Right.
You imagine the hem of his garment?
Yeah.
It wasn't like she touched the shoulder of his garment.
Right.
She touched the hem. So that means she was getting all down on her knees trying to get to this Jesus that she had heard about.
Right.
And like the Lord, he turned around, he said, who touched my clothes?
Right.
Who touched me?
Yeah.
Somebody touched me. The disciples say, what are you talking about, Jesus?
Oh,
all these people around you touching me. Then it goes to show you, everybody trying to come in another way.
Yeah.
But Jesus, in your name, I did this.
Right.
Jesus, in your name, I did that.
Right.
No. The Lord said, oh, you come through me.
Yep.
You are a thief and a robber if you try to do it another
way.
Kind of way. But like the Lord said, who touched my clothes?
Right.
Who touched me?
Right.
He knew someone had touched him.
Yep.
And like it says, 32, she looked around about to see. He looked around and he saw her and that thing that had been done. He looked around about and he saw the woman that was there. Like you said, the woman that was down, like you said, when we get to this altar, wherever we are, and we're crying out to the Lord Jesus Christ and we're giving our all to him. Like you said, he looks around and he acknowledges us. Yeah. And our pastor tells us when Jesus, you call the name of Jesus, he comes.
Yeah.
He comes to us.
Yeah.
He will come and he will see about us when we're calling on his name.
Yeah.
Like you say, he looked around about to see, huh, someone specifically touched me.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And 33 says, but the woman, she was fearing and trembling.
No.
But she knew what was done in her.
Yeah.
She knew she had been healed.
Yeah.
Nobody had to come and say, oh, were you healed?
Mm.
And she said, I guess so. Mm. No.
She knew all by herself. She knew it.
It was a personal touch from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I love this part that she said she came and fell down before him and told him all the truth.
Yeah.
She was fearing and she was trembling. And this is when I think about when I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know, they said this is what you appreciate when you're down on your knees. That's why you don't have to do any moving on your own.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord does it for you.
Yes, he does.
Like I said, because he comes in. He's life.
He is life.
I think about when they said those women ran, they were coming to anoint the body of Jesus in the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And the earthquake passed.
Yeah,
while they were coming. And I said to him, because that's life is coming to life. Coming back to life. He's coming up to life.
Yeah.
Earth is like life is passing through the earth.
Yeah.
There's an earthquake that's taking place.
Yeah.
Because like you say, life is conquering death.
Yeah.
It's for us all. And that's what I love about this part. She knew what had happened in her.
Right, right.
We need to know when we come from death unto life.
Yeah.
Right. When the Holy Ghost comes on the inside of us. There's a praise like no other that comes down on the inside
of us. That's true.
That we can, like I said, we praise them now. But oh boy, the praise. When we get the true
Holy Ghost
down on the inside of us.
Yes.
And she said she was fearing and she was trembling. Can you imagine that? Just shaking it.
Yeah.
But she knew, hallelujah, that she had came in contact with the name.
Right.
She came in contact with the name of Jesus. And it was a personal thing all by herself.
Right.
She didn't have no crowd around her. She didn't have to have nobody saying, call him.
Right.
Call him by his name. See him on the cross.
Right.
She did it by herself.
She did it by herself.
Thank you, Jesus. She came believing already.
Yep.
And she knew when I get, all I got to do is just touch his clothes.
That's right.
All I got to do is just touch him and he's going to bless me.
Yeah.
And she said she was fearing and trembling.
Yeah.
Not just scared, but she knew something had happened.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got hold to his name.
Yeah.
And this name done did something down on the inside of my body. Like you said, we feel the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we was talking about on yesterday. That spirit that now can connect with the Lord's spirit.
Yeah.
Like you said, that spirit of Jesus connects with my spirit.
Right.
That's why you see people, they break out and begin to shout.
Yep.
Or they break out and they quicken or whatever. Or the tears begin to roll down. Because I got something down on the inside.
That
this treasure on my earthen vessel, that's the Lord Jesus Christ inside of me.
Yes.
But I got to do something to get him.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Right. I got to put forth an effort to get to
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's not a team effort.
Jesus.
Like I said, when he calls, he's not going to call us by a group of us unless the rapture's coming.
Yep.
But like those that you've been seeing lately, they've been leaving one by one. And when we leave here, they said, then you're going to stand before him.
Right.
And you're going to give an answer for what this body has done while it was here on this earth. Like I said, whether I have yielded to the call of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether I have surrendered my all to him and given my all to him.
Jesus.
But she said she told him all the truth.
Yep.
Acts 1:8 tells me, but ye shall receive power.
After
that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yep. And you're going to be a what? A witness.
Yep.
She couldn't help but tell the truth.
Right.
And she said she was scared.
Yep.
She might have stood there because Jesus said, turn around and looked at her. Did you touch me? You imagine that the Lord turned around and you be like, you know, like, I done touched his soul.
Right.
Jesus, what's going to happen? But she said, all she could do was just tell him.
Yeah.
I was sick, but now I'm whole. I came here with some problems, but it's gone.
It's gone.
Hallelujah. All I did was touch your clothes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yep.
I didn't have to come and feel all over you and all this type of stuff.
Yep.
People be wanting to just do a whole bunch of everything.
Right.
Just call his name.
Call his name.
Get down there. Hallelujah. And believe. Hallelujah. When I get on my knees. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to come by. He's going to bless whatever it is. Hallelujah. I need salvation and I need Jesus.
Yep.
So I got to have that desperation. I love that thing because I can imagine the crowd just moved out the way because the Lord is talking.
Right.
Who touched? Did you touch
did
me?
You touch me?
Did you touch my crown?
Right.
She's
right.
Like, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Right. Jesus, just imagine it all in your mind. Right. Yes. Jesus, I touched you.
Yeah.
That's all I know. And now I'm paying my price. I just feel all good on the inside.
Yes.
That's what he said. You ain't got to do it. He'll do it for you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
He'll move you. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
He'll quicken
yes,
these bodies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he said, you've seen a time when people are sick. Like you said with Brother Carson.
Mm.
On the bed of death.
Yeah.
That Holy Ghost quickens that body.
Yeah.
That tubes and stuff running all through them.
Yep.
Like you said, it still shakes the body.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is alive.
Yes,
like
it
you
is.
Said, it's inside the body.
Yes.
It's in my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Like you said, that's why this body can't go back with Jesus.
Right.
That's why this here dirt can't go back
right.
with the Lord.
Right.
It hinders us right now.
Yes, it does.
It hinders us every single day.
Yes, it does.
Should I go to church? Should I stay home?
Right.
Should I do this? Should I? That's the body.
That's the body.
But the soul say no. Get up and go
up,
praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Get up and go touch his throne.
Yes,
get up and go
get
call
up.
The name.
Get
hallelujah.
Get
whatever you're feeling,
get
hallelujah.
Up.
Touch the name of the Lord
get
Jesus
up.
Christ,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord,
that he got power,
yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
That all on the inside.
Yes,
right? That
yes.
you say it radiates. I love that thing.
Yes.
It radiates all through his throne.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The name of Jesus gives, like you said, I can feel stuff through my clothes. Nobody touch me, ain't
yes.
nothing gonna happen.
Right.
But if I just touch the arms of him,
yep.
just touch a piece of the clothes,
yes.
like you said, power ooze out.
Right.
You imagine if she touched the body? Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. Let's just touch the clothes and believe.
Yes.
Hey, thank you,
yes.
hallelujah.
Jesus.
I said, because he got all that power. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Does.
They said, why not partake of the name of the
yes.
power
yes,
of the
yes.
Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
He got
yes.
it all.
Yes.
And like you said, he got it all. He's walking around with it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus. All he's looking for is somebody to reach out.
Yeah.
Reach out and touch him.
Yes.
Reach out and touch him.
Yes.
Reach out and touch him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
When I get in here, I'm
Jesus.
Sick.
Jesus.
When I get in here, I'm
Jesus.
Tired.
Yes.
Whatever. Hallelujah. But touch Jesus. Push through, hallelujah.
Push through.
So that crowd and all that foolishness.
Yeah.
And he tries to crowd up in your mind.
Yeah.
Your
yep.
children.
Yep.
This is not going to happen.
Yep.
That's not going to
yep.
happen.
Yep.
Push through
push
the man.
Through
hallelujah.
Push through.
Ain't nobody but the devil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And try to keep us from getting to our maker.
Yes.
That's
Jesus.
My creator.
Yes.
That's the lover of my soul.
Yes.
We always talk about these spouses we got. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
For I love my husband,
yeah.
but Jesus is the lover
Jesus.
Of my soul.
Of
he's the lover.
Soul.
Devil's got to love the flesh part
right.
of me. But
right.
Jesus loves, he's
he
the lover of my soul.
Yes, he
I
is.
Love him, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
And my
yes.
soul
yes.
wants to see him,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
That
yes.
we need a prayer.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I said, we got to get to the name.
Right.
Got to get to him.
Right.
Got to get to him every time
right.
so he can
right.
fill me back up.
Right.
I can.
Right.
Give me what I need so
right.
I can be made whole.
Right.
So I can be made whole. No
right.
question in my mind.
Right.
But what's going on? Nobody did it.
Right.
But Jesus.
But Jesus.
That's the testimony.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus is the great I am.
Yes, he is.
He said everything you need me to be, I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
he
you, Jesus.
Is.
He's the
yes.
mind regulator.
Yes,
thank
he
you,
is.
Jesus. I say, I've been going through, and all of us go through different yes, things
yes.
in our lives.
Yep.
But he regulates your
he
mind.
Regulates your mind.
All you got to do is touch him.
Yes.
All you got to do is push through the foolishness. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Leave these people alone. Hallelujah.
Yep. Yep.
Leave the foolishness alone.
Right.
Touch Jesus.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That's
thank
right.
you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I just kept seeing her standing there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just standing there with the testimony.
Yeah.
Lord, all I know is that I was sick.
Right.
But now
yeah.
I'm whole.
Now
I think
I
it was even
whole.
A crippled man.
Yeah.
That was at the beautiful gate. It was like, well, how did this happen? Look, he said, look, all I know is that I was down there crippled and all I can do is walk.
Right.
Like I can walk and praise him now. That's
yes,
what I'm praying for.
Jesus.
For the name of the Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord,
because
yes.
that was another that said, silver and gold.
Have I
not?
But such as
I have. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
I gave
Jesus.
Him the name.
In the
so he
name
came out there the same day doing the same thing.
Yep.
I'm going to get out here and just beg.
Yep.
Beg for arms.
Yep.
But today, that day,
yep.
he got a blessing.
Yes, he did.
He reached out
yep.
and he saw Jesus.
Yep.
Peter, they said, Peter and John said, Silver
our strength.
Yes, amen.
He begins to praise and
worship
our King.
Yes, he did.
Oh, forget that money. But all I know is that I came here this morning.
Yep.
I could not walk. Right now,
yep.
I can praise him. Right now, I can praise him.
Yeah.
I got a testimony.
I got a testimony. Jesus.
I can go tell somebody else. Hallelujah.
Right.
In the name of Jesus,
right.
God.
Right.
And it's up to them to hear the name.
Yeah.
She said she heard, and I love how I kept saying how she had
right.
an issue of blood.
Right. Oh,
how she
man.
Had
man.
Suffered things.
Right.
She no longer is doing those
right.
things.
Right.
Why? Because she came into contact with a mighty God.
Right.
She came in contact with an all-powerful
yes,
God.
Jesus.
A God that can do all things
yes.
in our life. Like you said, we got to understand who it is. We got that on the inside.
Right?
We got the power, hallelujah.
Jesus.
That says, God, that you said to plead the blood
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ
right.
amongst this foolishness.
Right.
It's nobody but Satan
yep.
that wants to keep us from going back with the Lord
right.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
He wants us to die and go to hell,
yep.
saints.
Yep.
Like you said, but we got to be serious
yep.
about
yep.
our salvation.
Yep.
I told the saints on yesterday, I said, you know, Bishop used to always talk about that 2.5-inch hash mark.
Right.
And I don't know who was in there yesterday, but like you said, you're born
yep.
and then you die.
Yep. Yep.
And then your life on that tombstone is summed up. And this little line,
yep.
that's your whole
that's
life.
Your whole
so that means you live 95 years, your whole life is summed up in a little tiny mark
yep.
on your tombstone.
Yep.
Same thing with us.
Yep.
Like you said, when we come into Jesus,
yep.
it determines where I'm going to go when I leave here.
Right.
I can start off and say, Jesus is my life.
Yeah.
But I got to get to that part and say, appear with him in glory.
Right. Yep.
I got to get to that part that says, that when he says the same spirit that quickened him
yep. Yep.
and woke him up,
yep.
is going to quicken my
I'm
own life.
Yes.
That's why I gotta hold on to him.
Got
I need him
you.
To
yes.
quicken my body.
Yes.
I need him to wake my body up.
Yes.
He said, I'm gonna go to sleep for a little while, but I can't stay there.
Right.
I don't wanna stay there.
Right.
Wake up, hallelujah.
Up.
I want my body to shake.
Yep.
That same spirit, you can imagine being in his tomb with him.
Yep.
Like you said, when he rose from the dead.
Because
he is God.
Yes.
He got the power.
Got
and said
power.
That body woke up on his own.
Yes.
Ain't nobody
yes.
come and touch his body. He's God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus Christ is God.
Yes, he is.
He got the power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, I got the keys to both hell
and
death. And because we told him that because I live, you're going to
live
also. All you got to do is get hold of my name.
Yeah.
All you got to do is seek my name.
Yes.
When I hear the call, don't even know the call.
Don't
keep walking around because my Jesus is good.
Yeah.
I love the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on and get hold to the name.
Get hold
touch
of
the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Touch the garment of Jesus.
Yes.
Every time you come in here,
yep.
seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Call him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. While he is near.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
and there's a scripture that talks about it that give all when you cry out to him.
Yes.
Give your all when you call to
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They got bodies. Yes, they're not going to want to do.
Jesus.
They just tell us here. And what is it, Romans 7? Let's talk about Paul. He said the battle he had between the flesh.
Yeah.
When I would do good, evil is still
present.
But that's that fleshy part of me want to act up.
Yep.
I said, don't give excuses for it.
Yep.
If you know it shouldn't be done, don't do it.
Right.
But like it says, Romans 7:25, oh wretched.
Oh wretched.
That I am. Who's going to deliver me from this body of death?
That's true.
Let me say, I thank Jesus that Jesus Christ, Jesus through our Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That he is able to deliver me.
Yep.
That with my mind I may serve the law of God.
Right.
But with this flesh, it wants to serve the law of sin.
Yep.
He said, this body is wretched.
Yes,
this body is wretched.
Yes,
the woman with the issue of blood, she knew that. She knew her body said, my body is wretched.
Yeah.
I done did all I could. I done spent all my money. All my stuff is gone.
Yep.
Trying to put it in this here flesh.
Right.
And that's what the enemy will have us to do. We'll be out there seeking him,
yep.
her,
yep.
that,
yep.
this.
Yep.
All of these things. You'll be going to the doctor
yep.
for these kind of pills.
Yep.
That
yep.
pill.
Yep.
Make me go to sleep.
Yep. Yep.
Make
yep.
me feel like this.
Yep.
Make me feel woozy.
Because yep.
they don't know.
They don't know
the answer. They don't know the answer.
Yes.
All you do is give us something. Like I always got to say, just take and go to sleep.
Yep.
And that way, you just come back the next time.
Yep.
We'll talk about it again.
Yep.
That's not healing.
That's not healing.
The Lord said salvation it implies the deliverance.
Yes.
And the healing.
Yes,
of
it
your
does.
Mind.
Yes,
of your
does.
Body.
Yes,
hallelujah. Are we going to have sicknesses? Yes, we are. But we go to
Jesus.
Before we begin to take all this healing medicine, it's
right.
many pills.
Right.
The people offer me, and I sit there and I say, well, Lord, should I take this
right.
or that? And sometimes he give you the mind and say, no, put it down.
Don't
even pick that up. Like you said, because he's the healer.
Yes.
He knows.
He knows. He knows.
He knows if you take that pill, what it'll do to you.
Jesus.
It's a spirit.
Yes.
And try to get in this stuff and try to make us not believe in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. He's a keeper.
Yes,
Christ.
He
He's the keeper.
Yes,
and I need the Holy Ghost
to
keep encouraging my mind, to tell my mind, Jesus is able. He's able. I got to keep coming in here, getting to the name. Thank you, Jesus. Like it says here also, I'd have called out most of them, but thank you, Jesus. This is one I love too, 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Yeah.
And it tells me, and I love this because it's personalizing the scripture that we just read on today about the woman with the issue of blood. And then when you get it, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
Yep.
And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction
in
righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Yes.
And you can see that in today with the woman with the issue of blood. The scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
Right.
She heard of Jesus.
Right.
Jesus Christ is the Word.
Yes, he is
the Word
he
of
is
God.
The word
John Duffy said, sanctify them through thy word. Our word
is
truth. It is his word.
Yes.
But it says he is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine.
Yep.
What did we learn to say with the woman with the issue of blood? Mm-hmm. She knew Jesus was a healer.
Yep.
It's the doctrine. It's
the teaching.
All she believed, she said, oh, I heard of this Jesus and what he can do.
Yep.
I just need to get to his clothes. I need to just touch him. That's all I need to do. And I know I'm going to be made whole.
Yep.
And it says it's here for reproof.
Yep.
That when you get to Jesus, what he start doing? Looking you all on the inside.
Yep. Yep.
Cleaning up all that stuff that's down on the inside.
Yep.
He started examining you.
Yeah.
But we always ask the Lord, examine me, Lord.
Right.
Look me over.
Look me over. Look
that's
me
how
over.
You got to read His Word.
Yes.
The Bible will let you see yourself.
See yourself.
You're going to see yourself.
Yes, you will.
Look it over. That ain't right.
Yep.
That ain't right.
Yep.
You need to do that a little bit better.
Yep.
You better stop doing that before I come and blot your name out the book of life. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
It also says here for reproof, correction. She was corrected with what name? The name of Jesus. She's the Word corrected her.
Yes,
who is the Word again? Jesus.
Yes.
He corrected what was wrong down on the inside of her. That's what the Word is here for. When I read it and I see that's not like Jesus, it's up to me to get it corrected.
Right.
I can't do it on my own.
Right.
I got to do it through the
name and the power of the
Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It says also for instruction.
Yep.
What did he tell her in the end? Thy daughter, he told her, you're made perfect, in other words.
Yep.
Said, be thou whole, go in peace.
Yep.
And don't worry about it, you've been healed of
your flesh. That's true.
In other words, don't go and be in sin no more, saints.
Yep.
Like he tells us, come up walking in the newness of life. It is here for my instructions.
Yes.
And it says that the man of God, that's us, we may be perfect.
Yep.
And thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I remember Nita was talking about yesterday with her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And her aunt may not be able to move around a lot, but her apartment is furnished.
Yeah.
She got sofas. She may not be able to sit on the sofas, but the apartment is furnished.
Yeah.
Like it says, that our man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished.
Yeah.
Like you said, how am I furnished with all the things of Jesus?
Yes.
Whatever the Lord wants me, I'm furnished with His love,
yes.
the fruit of the Spirit, whatever. I got long suffering, I got peace in my mind.
Yep.
I should have peace that comes with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Could you imagine her going home after the Lord Jesus Christ had touched her and after the Lord had healed her of that plague, the peace that she now had in her mind.
Right.
She didn't have to worry about spending her money anymore.
Right.
She didn't have to worry about going to the physician anymore.
Right.
She didn't have to worry about dealing with whatever issues came along with that plague that she had. Why? Because she came in contact with the God that she loves. His name is Jesus.
Yes, he is.
There is no other God.
That's same. True.
Like you said, there is no Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There are no three of them up
here. No.
Only one. One.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is call the name with power.
Call the
name with faith.
Jesus.
Believe that he is able to do.
Jesus.
But when we at this altar and we're crying out to the name of Jesus, you imagine you're just like that woman with the issue of blood.
Yes,
touch him.
Yes.
Touch the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let the name just roll off your lips.
Right.
Don't let it just that whole hour pass by. And I'm just saying, Jesus.
Right.
Jesus. Like you said, the conversation.
Yes.
It shouldn't be one way.
Right.
Jesus got to come and tell you.
Yeah.
I want the conversation to go both ways.
Right.
I, when I'm called, I don't want to do all the talking.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
And he ain't changed by it all.
Yeah.
I want the conversation to go both ways.
Yeah.
When I call him, I want him to move.
Yeah.
When I call him, I want him to shake me.
Yeah.
When I call him, I want him to tears to roll down.
Jesus.
I want to call him ultimately until he comes and fills my soul.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. This is why we use the name.
Right.
The name is powerful.
Yes.
Like you said, it's those demons that they tremble. The devil even believes.
Right.
He said they believe and they trembling.
Yes.
They trembling for the wrong reason.
Right.
That they said because they know their time
they
is coming to an end.
Right.
And like you said, they're going to answer judgment.
Yes.
But saints, we want to make sure we get surrendered. Give your all.
She gave
her all.
Yes.
For the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, if you, we all the time say, if I got to beg, if I got to crawl,
yeah.
I don't really know what we know what we're saying when we say it.
Yeah.
But like you said, the Lord may put us to the test time from time.
See how you going to do it.
Are you really going to crawl
right.
for me? You said it out
right.
your mouth. You said, Lord, if I can't walk, I'm going to crawl. I'm going to get on my hands and knees and pull my way to the
right.
house of God. The Lord said, all right.
Well,
let me see. A lot of times we end up where? At home. In our bed, talking about woe is me. And they said, but Jesus needs to see that faith comes from us. He needs to see the faith come out of us.
Right.
I said, that's the only way that I can please the Lord Jesus Christ. But I love his saints because, you know, he said, Jesus, he has so much power.
Yes, he does.
Said, he just so much power. Why is he on the earth? Just walking around.
Yes.
That with that power, just radiating.
Yeah.
Just radiating through him.
And
you imagine there were many people around him.
All the time.
And they couldn't even recognize.
All
like you say, he came unto his own and his own what?
Received
him not. But to many of those that believed and believed in him, to them they became the sons of God. Those that believed in the name.
Right.
Who was it? That one lady.
Yes.
Out of all the people. That it could have been many people there that were sick.
Right.
That could have been going through stuff, but they didn't take time to understand. Here is the God with all the power.
Right.
All I got to do is just touch a piece of his clothes and believe that he is able.
Yep.
Don't just take it granted and say, well, I'm just touching God. I got to just touch his whole body. No, touch him. Touch him.
Right.
And that's what faith. That's how we move him.
Right.
That's how he comes and see about us. Saints. But we want to make sure, like you said, when we're serving the Lord Jesus, we want to go back with him, partaking that new birth. I got to repent.
Yes.
Stop the wrong.
Yep.
Stop all the wrong.
Yep.
You can imagine if she came to him with a bunch of mess, she wouldn't have been fed made whole.
Right.
And that's a lot of time we be down here calling Jesus. Even as those of us that are saved, we're calling him. The Lord can't bless us.
Because
our minds are filled up with stuff.
Right.
We got the multitude.
Yeah.
We got the press all in our mind.
Yeah.
And we're not pushing through
the
mess, the stuff,
the
illnesses, the this, the that, all these things.
Yeah.
They're going to happen.
Yeah.
Jesus said it's common for man.
That's the truth.
You're going to go through.
Yep.
You're just going to go through.
Yep.
But it's how am I going to go through?
Right.
I got to go through with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you got
to
repent. And like you said, once I repent, I go and I be baptized.
Yeah.
Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That for the remission, the forgiveness of those sins that I have done. The forgiveness of the state, the situation that I am in, which is that inherited sin. And I need to get on my knees or get in the chair, wherever you are. Lift your hand and touch Jesus. Call his name so that he can fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
There is only one name, like my husband said, when you go down in that water, a lot of people say, well, and my pastor, he talked about it last Sunday. He used to say, what did he say? I baptize you now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And all three are one, and down we go. You know, he could take us down on it in the world.
Yeah.
And my husband said, you should have stopped and said, well, what about the name?
Right.
Where's Jesus?
Right. Where is Jesus?
They said, I was a child then, but the name changed.
The name.
Like I said, it sounds all great and wonderful to just say all these cute little things.
Right.
But you need the name.
You
First
need
of all,
the
you
name.
Need to know who he is.
Right.
Okay, so we just thank the Lord on today.
Yes.
Remember to give your all.
Yes.
Give your all for the Lord Jesus Christ. Push unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Push through.
Yep.
Push through, because we got to go through if we want to make it back with him. But the only way we can do that, we need the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We need that part that's in between.
Yes.
He is my life.
Yes.
Appear with him in glory.
Yes.
But the only way I can get the end part is that I need to be saved. Okay.
Yes.
So we just thank the Lord on today for his word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And turn the hands. How about, no? Turn the hands. The elder's got to let's say amen.
Oh, somebody touch me. Oh, somebody touch me. Oh, somebody touch me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. I'm singing, oh, somebody touch me. Oh, thank the Lord.